Okay, we're going to start. Please stop him or big. So today is Shkalim and an hour Gemara at Stop Bays. The question is always asked, why is Shkalim, which is a Yerushalmi, in A, why is it in the Bavli? And once you answer that, you'll understand why Rabbi Shapiro included it in the Daf Yomi. So the best answer I could find as to why it's in the Bavli is because in the 1500s, when they had the first printing of the Bavli by Daniel Bomberg, he included it. And now, why did he put it in there? Not so sure. Don't know. I don't know. Yerushalmi was not typically learnt by many people throughout the generations. The reason being, it's not as as well edited as the Bavli. I mean, the Shach of Atarya is better in that there's not such long-winded answers. It's pretty more direct. But it's missing a lot of the transition words. It's missing sometimes, if it's a question, if it's an answer. A lot of Girsos issues. So it's similar if you remember, like we had like Masechas Nazi or some of the Gemaras like Etumura or Meila, we had issues with the Girsa, the same idea. For some reason, Shkalim, I guess, has Mazel, and it was placed in the printed edition, and therefore it was included when they went to the Daf Yomi. Question is, there were different places as where Shkalim was put it in when it was printed. I think I heard that Bomberg put it after Yoma, and we have it now after Sochim. So I'm not sure why. Why it's after Pesachim makes sense because a lot of times the Mishnayos in each Seder are laid out in size order. So Pesachim was 10 Prakim, and now Shkalim is 9 Prakim. I think Yom is 8 Prakim, so it goes in the order with the Mishnayos. Again, you don't have Rashi and Tosos and things like that. You have other Mefarshim. There are some Rishonim. I believe over here where it says Rivivan, Perish Rav Yehuda ben Benjamin Arofet. I think that he may be an Italian Rishon. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, it's a difficult Gemara. It's difficult mainly because of the Gersos. It's difficult also because of the sheer size of the pages to get through everything in the Daf. I heard.
Can I just clarify? This is the only Masechta in Moed.
This is the only Masechta in Moed that doesn't have a Bavli. So it could very well be what? Don't know. Could very well be that that's why it had Mazel to be learned, because if we just learn Shkalim, we'll do the whole Masechta Moed. It's the only Masechta that doesn't have that in Moed that doesn't have Bavli. I heard that in the original printing that was used to start the Daf Yomi, Shkalim was only 11 blot or 12 blot or something like that. Those must have been huge, those sizes. I'm not sure after which Siyum HaShas, and I'm not sure whether it was Rav Moshe or somebody else, and they were asked whether or not they can go to the different layout, which had 22 blot, which is what we have now. There are now, you have other printings where they're making it a little more clear, and then it becomes a 50, 60 blot. It becomes, if you break it down. But again, Shkalim had the Mazel to be included, and we have the Mazel to be able to learn at least one Yerushalmi throughout our travels throughout the Bavli. So it's 22 days of learning Yerushalmi, and let's start. So the Mishnah begins. Ve'echad ba'adar mashmin al shkalim. So on the first of Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, the mashmin. What does mashmin mean? The Gemara will explain that it means they announced, they're machris. They announced about the shkalim. They announced that everybody in Klal Yisrael has to bring the machritz hashekel, which was used for the purpose of the Korban HaSibur. Basically, Shkalim, this is going to be all about the fiscal year of Hekdesh. So you had to bring the Machzis HaShekel in order to donate it to the Beis HaMidrash. And there are historians, they talk about that this was done throughout the diaspora as well. They would send their Machzis HaShekel into the Beis HaMidrash. And they would also be machris on the Kilayim. It's now getting, the spring is ending. The winter is ending, spring is beginning. Things may have grown, is overgrowth, so let's make sure that you separate and take apart any growths, any kalayim growths. Ubechamisha asarbo, on the 15th, which is the 15th of Adar, first it says Koran es haMegillah b'krachim. They would read the Megillah in those cities that were walled. Why is it talking about reading the Megillah? Nothing really to do, this isn't the location to talk about Megillah in the 14th or the 15th, it's because it's going to be mentioning all these other things that they would do on the 15th, so they mention that this is done also on the 15th. What else was done on the 15th of Adar? So they would fix public works, we get out. right? The Department of Public Works would get out and they would fix the drachim and the rechovos. Things got ruined during the rainy season, and now we have to fix them. There's two reasons why. Either because, what I thought it meant, because people can be all the regal in a couple of weeks. Make sure all the roads are fixed. Fix the potholes in the street so people don't get the flat tires, which hasn't really been done yet. And all the other reason is that you have to fix the roads is for the people who are going to run to Ari Miklat. They have to have clear roads. So now they got destroyed during the winter time. You fix the roads. Okay, number two. That's number two. Also, and they also at Mikvos Samayim, they clean the places where the water gathered. The mikvos, they would clean. Some of them were outside. Mud and dirt and all the winter stuff got in there. Time to clean everything out so it looks so it's easier to use. But Oskin called Tzarchei Rabim. And you do all public works, basically. The Gemara and Daf Gimel tomorrow will explain what does it mean, called Tzarchei Rabim. And Mitzainin Esakvaros. We re-mark the graves. Right, they used to mark the graves. I guess they didn't have like everything set in a cemetery. Things might have been a little more haphazard. They used to mark the graves with lime, so people would know. And I don't think they necessarily had headstones. So people would mark it with lime, so people would know where the graves are. So when they're walking, they wouldn't be mile over the graves. So again, now a lot of people are going to be walking back and forth. The winter's over, spring is sprung, and especially with the Ole Regel. So they remark the graves so everybody knows where they are. And now that's on the 15th as opposed to the 1st, the Yotzin al Kilayim. Now they actually send out Shluchei Beis Din to remove Kilayim. Now it's 2 weeks later. 2 weeks ago we told you to be careful of the Kilayim. Now 2 weeks come now. Now we're going to go check about that you took care of the Kilayim. So the Gemara then says, okay, we said in the Mishnah that on the 1st of Adar we announce about the Shkalim. So why do they do it the 1st of Adar? The mitzvah of Maaseh Shekel is not till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? That's the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara says, V'lama, right, be'echad be'adar, why on the 1st of Adar? So it says, K'dei she'yavil Yisrael es shekleim be'onosan. In order that B'nai Yisrael would bring the shekel in the proper time. And why? Why do we need it now? Because we need it, v'titagrim turumas halishka min achadasha, b'zmana be'echad be'nisan. And then they would take out from the turumas halishka, there would be tons of money that would come into the turumas halishka. We'll see how this whole process works out. And they would basically take out from the Shumas Alishka to assign it to the Pushka of the Karbanos, which has to be done on the 1st of Nisan. I mean, the 1st of Nisan is the new fiscal year, and that's when we start taking the new money for the Karbanos going, for the Karbanos Sibur that are going forward. Most prevalent Karbanos Sibur, obviously, is the Karban Tamid every day, the two Karbanos Tamid. Now the Gemara says, Umar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, Umar. Oftentimes, Rishamli, they drop the Aleph. So sometimes you're not sure if it's Mar is part of the name, or Mar just means Va'amar. So here, I think it means Va'amar. So it's Mar, Va'amar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzhak. Shmuel Bar Yitzhak said, so now, again, this word Trumas Halishka don't seem to have any meaning here. So let's have them take out the word Trumas Halishka. So Mar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, Kitchila. The reason why we do it, we restart the fiscal year on the 1st of Nisan, because that was the original fiscal year back in the Midbar, was the 1st of Nisan. So the Pasuk says, Vayihi harishon b'shana hasheni, which was in the first month of the second year, so it's year 2 in Nisan, be'echa l'chodesh, on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, hukam ha-mishkan, that's when the Mishkan is set, right, it's set up, v'tani Allah, and a brisa says, on the day that the Mishkan was set up and established, that's when they started to bring the Karbanos Tzibur from the stuff that was from the donations. Okay, so that's one source. Now we have another source. Rabbi Tavi, also here in Yerushalmi, they don't say B'she Amar, Amar, Amar. They just make a list of names. So you have to make sure and separate the names. Rabbi Tavi says in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, B'shem Kahana, which is probably Rav Kahana, B'shem Kahana, Nemar Kahan, it says here. Where's here? So here is by the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It says, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chotcha L'chotche. So we have the words K'chotche. Nemar Kahan Chotche, V'nemar Lahalon, and it says by Kiddush HaChodesh, back in Bo, it says, Achodesh Zelechem, Roshne Chodeshem, Rishon U'lachem L'chotche. So we have Chotche, Chotche. Ma chotche shnemer lahalon, just like the chotche that was said by Kiddush HaChodesh, Ein Monim Elam Nisan, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, beginning of Nisan. Av chotche shnemer kan, so too the chotche that is said by Rosh Chodesh, Ein monim ela b'nisan. You count from Nisan. Okay, so we're really kind of missing a piece over here. The Gemara jumps in right away. So Amar Rav Yona, Shavak Rav Tavi Rosha, take out the word to Masnisa, Shavak Rav Tavi Rosha, the Amar Sofa. Rav Tavi forgot to mention the beginning of the Brisa, which is important. He only mentioned the end. Because you have to get to the point. The idea is we're getting to the point of where, why they were Torim at this point in time. So the Gemara says, the Lekain, it's not the Lekain, it's the Lekain, right? The Lekain Kahada. Because this is, if we don't bring the first part of the Brisa, we're going to not understand what the, you know, the logic of what's going on. So he says, read it as follows. Kehada. We have to do it as follows. The Tani. Learn the Brisa. The Pasuk says, Zos olas chodesh b'chodesho l'chodeshei hashana. Right? So we say that that means, yochol, that means you have to bring it from the Korban Tzibor, from a new Truma. Yochol ye torim b'chol chodesh b'chodesh. You might think that you have to donate each and every month. Tamid lomar b'chodesho l'chodeshei hashana. Which it's the b'chodesho l'chodeshei is extra. Why does it say that? B'chodesh echad hu torim b'chol chodeshei hashana. There's only one month that you donate, then that money is used for the whole year. Maybe you would think you can donate every year. They can decide to move the fiscal year, have a shareholders agreement to move the fiscal year and move the annual meeting to a different day. No, the Nemarkan, therefore it says, at the end of Bamidbar it says Chodshe, which is extra. The Nemar Lahalan, but Sefer Shmos, it says Chodshe. Ma Chodshe, Shnemar Lahalan, Ein Roman Nisan, just like the Chodshe and Sefer Shmos is by Nisan. So to the Chodesh, when it comes to the donations to start the new fiscal year, is going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of the fiscal year. That's why we donate the shekel on Nisan, and we announce it in Adar, so people have time either to gather enough money, to send the money into Yerushalayim, to change the money, maybe they don't have the right amount, to make sure that they have whatever the chatzis shekel, it's not like they give a dollar bill, chatzis shekel actually has a certain value, so you had to make sure you had the right amount. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, Mahu Mashmiyin, right? Our Mishnah said that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're Mashmiyin ala Shkalin. What is Mashmiyin? Rav Huna Amar Machrizin. It means you announce it, right? So you have to announce it that the Shluchei Beis Din go out to all the cities and they announce of the obligation, you know, they have an appeal to announce the obligation. I'm not sure why this mitzvah has to be announced. And they don't go around and announcing, okay, in four weeks, you have to bring your Korban Pesach, make sure you buy your set. Like, why here, exactly, is this a mitzvah that has to be announced? Okay? So, I don't know, maybe there's a free rider syndrome, which everyone thinks that everybody else is going to donate, so you're not going to donate. I don't know. When it comes to money, maybe things are different. So I guess they have appeals in the show off all the time, and they have to remind people to pay their membership. Well, it could be the same idea. So, Ma'am Mashmir, Rav Huna Amar Machrizin. So the Gemara then says, Heich Ma Da'at Amar. So I'm not sure, I think it just means, like, from where do you get this? Where do you get this idea that Mashmiyin means Machrizin? Right? That's what it means. So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, which is talking about Yoash, the King Yoash. And Pasuk there says, Vayitnu kol b'Yehuda, they sent out the voice in Yehuda b'Yushalayim, finishing the Pasuk is Lahavi Lashem Masas Moshe Eved Elokim Al Yisrael b'Midbar, to bring the tax of Moshe, the Eved Elokim, like he sent the Midbar. So Masas Moshe is the tax. So they announced to bring the Chatzishekel. So the Bach here says, okay, but it doesn't. That just tells you what they did. Our question was, how do we know what the word Mashmiyin means? So the Bach on the side here says, look, take a minute. He says near the look. Get it? Girsa issues. He says Lo Gar Sinan Hachi the Lo Ksiv Haikra Lashon Shmiya. There's no Lashon of Mashmiyin in this pasuk, and he brings a different pasuk. El Hachi Gar Sinan. He brings a pasuk from Nehemiah Perek Ches. He says, "Va'asher yashmiu, they were mashmiya, va'yaviru kol b'kol areim Yerushalayim, and they pronounced the voice in all of the cities in Yerushalayim, le'mor, to tell us, tsu ve'viu, go out and bring all the stuff they're supposed to bring." So, I'm not sure which pasuk to use. There are two psukim, one here in Divrei Yamim, one in Nehemiah, which seems to indicate that, actually it's funny, because in the Chumash itself, it talks about, in Kisisa, it talks about you bring the machzitz shekel. It doesn't indicate that it's a perpetual obligation. It seems to be like a one-time obligation. These two psukim say that they would announce to bring the monies to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the one in the Chemi, I'm not so sure, that may be also when they're rededicating the Beis HaMikdash, but the one in Divrei Yomim is saying that they would announce all the time to bring the to bring them Katya Shaka. Okay. Now, Taman Taninan. Taman, I think, means Tanan. So it was stated in the Mishnah over there. Over there, this is the Mishnah in Megillah, in Parakei Megillah, which is all about the Ein Bein. There's no difference between this and that. Different lists of Ein Bein. A lot of times they leave out certain things. But one of the Ein Bein is Ein Bein Adar Harishon La Adar Sheni El Mikra Megillah Umatanas Lavionim. There's no difference between Yodalit and Adar Rishon and in Adar Sheni, except for Mikra Megillah, which you do in Adar Sheni, and Matanas Lavionim, which you do on Adar Sheni. And the Gemara there discusses, well, they're missing out other things. So the idea that you're going through now is the Gemara is starting to figure out, when the leap year, which Adar are we Machria to announce? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Are we talking 30 days out or 60 days out? So, Ein Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, El Mikra Megillah, Matanas Lavionim. So, Rabbi Simon, so, like Simon, Rabbi Simon, which is probably, I think it's Shimon, right, Shimon Pazi might be, Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, af shimur shkalim ukilayim b'neyim. Another distinction between the two Adars is the announcement to give the Chatzi Shekel and to remove the Kilayim. Because we're not doing that in Adarish, we're doing Adar Sheni. Now we have another word, I'll read these lines here, the next line, the Grah, everyone takes it out, because it seems to be misplaced. Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Huna, Rav B'Shem Chir Rava, Hakol Yotzin Ba'ar Basar Shuz Makriyasa. Everyone's Yotzin the Megillah on the 14th. We'll get to that soon. Seems to be misplaced here. So Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says V'ya'us. V'ya'us means correct, meaning he agrees to what Rabbi Shuv and Levi said that the announcement of the Shkalim and the announcement to remove the Kelayim takes place in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. Right? V'ya'us. Why? Klum Amru, what's the reason why Mashmim al Shkalim? Why do we announce that you have to bring the Shkalim? Lo Kedei, is it not Kedei Sheyavir Yisrael et Shekleim Ba'onoson? We wanted to bring it in the right time. Right? Im at Amar Ba'adar Rishon, but if you announce in Adar Rishon, it's too much time. Ad Kedon Is Peshat Shitin Yomim, until the appointed time is 60 days. You don't send out a wedding invitation 6 days in advance. Everyone's going to lose it. You have to remind people. You have to remind them closer to the time. You have to wait till the last minute. Because not for the last minute, nothing gets done. So you have to wait for a later time. 60 days is going to be way too in advance. People will remember clearly that Mimachar is on Adar Sheni. And again, by the claim also, Klum Amru, so remember, if there is an Adar Sheni, that means Adar Rishon is still in the winter. Right? So Adar Rishon is still in the winter. The reason why we have an Adar Sheni is because our calendar is off. We need to get Pesach into the spring, which means 2 months earlier, still in the winter. In the wintertime, the growths aren't so recognizable, the Gemara is going to say. So your Machri is on the Kelayim, people are going to go, what am I Machri on the Kelayim for? There's nothing growing here right now. So that, clearly, it's not going to be Adar, clearly. See, it's not going to be Adar Rishon, it's going to be Adar Sheni. You see that inside? It says, Klum Amru Yotzim Afal Kelayim. We go out and announce about the Kelayim. Lo Kedesh Yotzmachim Nekarim. Isn't it not because the growths are recognizable? And Im Omer At Ba'Adar Rishon. And if you say that you announce on the Kelayim an Adar Rishon, Ad Kedon Inun Dakikin. I think it means until now they're too small. I don't know how we translate some types of that. Ad Kedon Inun Dakikin. They're just too, they're too small. They're not going to be recognizable that they're Kelayim. There's no purpose in the announce. That's how he says it? Okay, that's it. They're not going to be recognizable. To there's no point in announcing. Okay. Rav Chizkiya Shaul. So now the idea is now that you're supposed to bring the Matzah Shekel, announce the Matzah Shekel, so they get to Yerushalayim at the right time. Because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start using funds from the new donations. I'm not sure what you do with the leftovers. So there here happens to be, if anyone wants, is a Tosos and Kedushin of Naf Nandalin that really goes through the whole process of what was done about the donations. Because we'll see here, Rav Chizkiya Shaul, Rav Chizkiya, I think it means an S. So Me'ata, now that we know that the Shluchei Beis Din go out on the first of Adar in order that people in Israel bring their stuff on time, B'nei Bavel, so those people who are distant, they're far away, maybe Mashmin Sashkalami Roshon Shel Choref. Maybe we go all the way to the beginning of the winter to announce. They have to get there. They don't have. Imagine like now. There are no flights. There's no way to get to Israel. You have to figure out a way to ship it there or get it there. It might take more time. If the idea is to get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they need more time. So you announce it to them earlier. He says Me'ata B'nei Bavel Mashmin Ashkalim Me'Roshon Shel Choref. Lo is it, because it's not before Kadesh Yavir Yisrael Shekleim Bavan Osam. If the whole point is that all the money is there on Rosh Chodesh to take the money from the new donations, V'titarim Tshumat HaLishka Melechadosh B'zman B'Acha B'Nisan. We want everything there by Acha B'Nisan. If we announce to the people who are at a distance only on Rosh Chodesh Adar, their money may get there later. And don't you want everything in there at the beginning of Nisan? So Gemara says, Rav Ula now argues on Chizkiah, Hesiv Rabbi Ula, Rav Ula asked, Komei Rabbi Mana, which I think means in front of Rabbi Mana, Hataninan, we have a Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah that Tosfos talks about also, Hataninan, this Mishnah in the third parak, the first Mishnah in the third parak, which says, Bishlosha Prakim Bashana, Torim Es Halishka. Three times a year, they would separate money from the treasure chest of this of these donations and take the money out to use for the Korban HaSibur, three times a year. Number one was Bipros HaPesach. The pros means like Tokhtei Lechil's pras, which means half of a pras. Pros means half of Pesach, which means 15th of Nisan. Right? The pros ha-Pesach, sorry, pros ha-Pesach is 15 days before Pesach, which means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The second time they would do this is the pros ha-Tzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. And the third time they would do it is pros ha-Chag, 15 days before Sukkos. So why would they do it at separate times? Amra Le, Neymar, isn't that because Ilin de Krivin befros haPesach, Il de Rechokim pros haTzeres, Vilu de Rechokim in the home pros haChag. Must be why we separate three times? Because the money was coming in at three different times. The first time we separated was the money that came in from the closer people. The second time we separated was the money that came in from the people a little far away. And the third time we separated was the money that came in from the people further away. Question is, if your money doesn't get there on time, do you have a part and a share in the korban sibur of the from the stuff that was given beforehand? Yeah, obviously, yes, they shluch him and they assume that they assign it. The money is given to the gizbarim and the gizbarim then put it into on the das that belongs to everybody. But he says the reason why you're doing it three times of a year is because the money's coming at three different times of a year. According to you, Rabbi Chizkia, you had to prevent the money coming at different times of a year. That's why you announced it even earlier in the diaspora. But here we don't care that the money's coming later, because we need the money to come later, because we have three different times that we're going to separate from there. So announce everybody in Rosh Chodesh Adar, when the money gets there, it gets there. The first monies will be used for the first separation, second for the second, third for the third, and then that's fine. So Gemara says, no. Gemara says, no. Amar Lei, he says, Amar Lei, Kula Ka'achas Hiba. No. Tiske is right. Everything's supposed to come in at the same time. Well, if everything's coming at the same time, well, that takes care of my first question. Everyone's already part of the Korban Sibur to begin with. But if everything's coming at the same time, so then why do they separate it three different times of the year? Ah, V'lama Amru B'Shlosha Prakim. So why does the Mishnah say they separate three different times? It's K'dei La'asos Pumbi L'davar. That's it. Girsha should be Pumbi L'davar. Pumbi is a Greek word, pomp. Pomp and circumstance, right? To make pomp, to make it a whole celebration, right? Pumbi L'davar. So I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe you want to publicize the issue, because a lot of people, they're doing this all these times when people are coming to Ola Regel, so you want to publicize the issue. Or maybe you want to publicize the idea that even the people who are coming from a distance have to send it in, because look, we three different times, obviously more people have to send it. The idea is there's some sort of publication by, I don't know how he translates it, the reason why. Just to publicize the matter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, next. So we learned that you have to do this all this pomp and all that people would come and to give it. So Gemara says, Gemara goes a little gata here. So Gemara here says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi b'shem Rebbe. So this is also a very difficult girsa, because Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi is a third generation Amora, and if he's citing his Rebbe, Rebbe's a Tana. So it's a big gap. So people, the Gersos change it to Rabbi Yochanan. And the issue with Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan lived a very, very long life. So it's very hard to line up who lived where, because Rabbi Yochanan seems to be talking to everybody. Rabbi Yochanan is talking to Tanaim, he's talking to Amoraim from later generations. So sometimes it's very difficult to figure out, you know, the chain of the Mesorah. So here it says Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, other changes to Rabbi Yochanan, same in the name of Rebbe. Hein Nikra v'lo Nibas. How are we able to read the following psukim and not shudder with disappointment, I guess, not be upset, right? He says, let's read it first. He says, Letova kol nidiv lev, lira vayisparku kol ha'am. So when Bnei Yisrael were asked to give money for a good reason, right, which was when? which was when Moshe told them to donate money for the Mishkan. So they didn't. Not everybody went. It was only the Nadiv Lev, only people who found it in their heart to give the money. So to give money for good wasn't necessarily everybody. Right? It's hard to part with your money for good. But when it came lira'a, when it comes to for bad, when people ask for a donation for making the egel, it says by yisparku kolam. Nobody, everyone did it. Everyone did it. Right? So by the Mishkan, which was good, it was only the Nadiv Lev. And but for the egel, which was bad, it was kolam. How we should shudder what type of people we are, that when it comes to, oftentimes, when it comes to good things, people are very different, you know, to buy certain things, no problem, spend all the money. To give stuck, not so easy sometimes. But Yisparku Kolam. Then again, another one, Litova, right? Litova, when it was a good thing, this is when the Bnei Yisrael were supposed to be Mekabel Torah, so they wanted to be Mizari. They should have woken up early. We know this. This is the reason why we stay up all night on Shavuos, because we're supposed to be up, have woken up early, but no, we went to sleep. And by Yotze Moshe Esam across the Lokim Minamachanem, Moshe had to go wake us up. He needed a vekar to wake us up for Kabbalah Satorah. So that, for that we weren't so Mizaris, but the Ra, but when it came to times of the Meraglim, when we wanted to do something on ourselves, even was bad, there it says in Devarim, Vatikrvuna like Kulchem, everyone gathered around me, there was no hesitation, Vatikr like Kulchem, Vatomunishkanus Mufaninu, Yakuran Saharitz, Vishiva Sodavar, the whole idea, so when it came to do something evil, there was no problem, everybody was up and ready to go. Okay, another one is Litova. Litova is by, here's by Shira Sayam. It says over there, Azra Shir Moshe Ovene Yisrael Sashira Azos, that Moshe had to lead them. You should figure everybody should have had the spontaneous feeling to give Shira. No, we needed Moshe to lead us. But Lira'a, when it came to Ra, when they wanted to say something about bad, which that came when the Meraglim came back, it says, Vatisa Kol Eida, Vayitnu Es Kolam, Vayit Kol Amalailu. Everyone cried then. Everyone cried at that time. There was no hesitation when it came to Ra. Makes you wonder, you know, what type of people we are. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Chiya, here says Bar Abba, and some people say the gear says Bar Ba, I'm not sure. Amar Rabbi Chiya, of the Ed and Abba, I'm not sure, okay? Another Pasuk. This is a Pasuk in Sfanya. The Pasuk says, Amarti Eich Ach Tiri Osi Tikri Musar, look at me and take Musar. Achein Hishkimu Hishkisu. Golol Yoseihem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said that Yisrael should take Musar from the Goyim, that Achein Hishkimu Hishkisu Golol Yoseihem. Kol Hashchasa Shahayu Osin B'Hashkama Hayu Osin Osa. Any destructive act that they would do it, but with zrizus and get with hashkama. Which way they would go to the hashkama medium to do bad, right? By the pasuk by the egel, it says vayashkimu mimacharas. They woke up early in the morning, right? The egel was at the hashkama medium. The egel was early vayashkimu mimacharas vayelu olos, right? And also by tova, but the other way when it says something good, we have to do something by the mishkan. It says heim heviol of od nedava ba boker. It doesn't say hashkama. They only went to the regular minyan to give money for the mishkan, but to give the money for the eda, it was hashkama to wake up early in the morning. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Acha. So Amar Abba Bar Acha seems to be arguing here, because he says eich at yochol la'amod al ofio shel umazo. How can you figure out the characteristic or the character traits of this nation? Because nidbayin le'egel nosnim, nidbayim le'mishkan nosnim. They want to give to the Egel. They were asked for the money for the Egel. They gave. They were asked money for the Mishkan. They gave. They gave for good. They gave to bad. So what's the connection between the Egel and the Mishkan? It's clear. It's because these are two situations where Bnei Yisrael were clamoring for a physical representation of God on this in this world. That was the Egel. In the Pesukim say, you know, this is the Lord. But Moshe Rishonim say they was trying to figure out about a physical manifestation on this world. That was done the wrong way. And then the Mishkan, which was done the right way. But he's saying that, you're saying that they're good, they're bad, they're better. Someone asked for money, someone put out their hand, they gave. So what was the difference? Okay, Tana Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Hadam Masnisa, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina has another brisa. The Pasuk says, no, the reason why is that it says that it was very bad. I guess it's Masisa Kapores Zav Tahar, to make the covering, which is made of pure gold. Yavo Zahav Shal Kapores, the gold of the Kapores, V'yichaper Al Zav Shal Egel, which it will come and will atone for the Zav of the Egel, which is why it's called the Kapores. There's the word Kaper in there. So the gold, meaning that they did, it was bad by the Egel, that's why they had to have the gold by the Mishkan, for atone for the gold on the Egel. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Right? Doesn't say Omar. Again, doesn't say Omar. Shalosh trumos ne'amar b'parsha zos. There are three trumos that are mentioned in this parsha. Pasuk. I think it's Shmos Lamed Ches. Right? The pasuk says. So what are they? It's trumas adonim. It's a truma donation for the adonim, which are the sockets, the base where they would put the poles in, the adonim. Utruma shkalim, and the truma of the shkalim, which is the machzor shekel, which is, goes through the karbanos tzibur every year. Utruma hamishkan, and that's where everyone gave what they wanted, the gzav, the ches, the gzav, the kesef, and the choshes. Because how does it go? Trumas adonim, it says, so that's one truma for the Adonim. For trumas shkolim, I guess you know it says kisisa, and the trumas hamishkan. Right? It says daber b'nei Yisrael v'chuli truma. Oh, so he's gonna go through it now. It says daber b'nei Yisrael v'chuli truma zo trumas Adonim. Then it says me'ez kol isha sheyid venuli botikvus trumasi zo trumas shkolim. Okay, trumasi. And zos truma hatruma asher tichume itam, that's trumas hamishkan. So three different donations. Now the Gemara says trumas hamishkan with sarche mishkan mashe yirtzu yasu. So the trumas hamishkan goes to the mishkan. It wasn't like someone donated for the aron kodesh or somebody donated for the chair. The money went to the pot, and mashe yirtzu, whatever the gezbarim wanted to do, they used it. So you all went into one pot. Nothing was earmarked, and they decided. So you can't be upset that your gold went to the outside as opposed to going into the inside by the shulchan or the menorah or something like that. Trumas shkalim le karban. The trumas shkalim go to the karban. Mashi yirtzu yasu. They can decide by themselves which karbanos they're going to use. Meaning, again, what we said before, the problem is, if it's Korban Sibor, you have to be a part of the Sibor, you have to be part of the corporation. If I donate the money, and my money is not used for that Korban Sibor, well, maybe I'm not part of the Korban Sibor. So the idea is no. The money was given to the corporation, to the corporate body of the Hekdesh, and then they took out, so everybody's part of it, and they took out whichever one to use for that Korban Sibor, and everyone's included. Masha Yirtzu Yasu Kadesh Yugaku and Shava. So everyone would be equal. And Chumas Adonim Adonim. And the Chumas for the Adonim went to the Adonim. Again, there are different Adonim. Some of the Adonim were used in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, some were used on the outside, but it all went into one pot. And they got to choose whose donation was used for which, makes it easier if everyone's giving the same thing, you can do that. When someone's giving more money than the other, not so easy to not earmark it for the more important things. Okay, the Gemara then says, I'm not sure what the source is. Mara says, "Ashir lo yarbeh," right? This is by the Chmasas Shekel. The wealthy person should give any more. The Hadal lo yamit, and the poor person can give any less. Chmasas Shekel. Amar Rabbi Abun, Av Parsha Hazos. This Parsha also Nemra Bar Shalosh Trumos. It says the word Truma three times. It says Chmasas Shekel Truma Hashem, Yitin Truma Hashem, Lasei says Truma Hashem. Three times says the word Truma. Not sure what the point is here. I mean, maybe. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay. I didn't get it. I did not comprehend on my own. So these three trumas here are referring back to the other three trumas that we mentioned, and therefore there's sometimes where it's a set amount, and sometimes it's going to be whatever you want to give. Okay? Okay. Okay. So then the Mishnah said, "Bechamisha asarbo," on the 15th of Adar, "Korin as a Megillah bekrochim." You read the Megillah in the walled cities. So now comes the part, those lines that we took out before. "Lo kein amar Rabbi Chelbo Rabhuna." Rav b'shem Rechiva Rava. That's not what Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna, who said in the name of Rav, said in the name of the great Rav Chia. There they said Hakol, which means both walled cities and non-walled cities, Yotzin ba'arba'asar shu's man kriyasa. They all are yotzin on the 14th of Adar, which is the time for reading. Which is interesting, but that's not, you know, what we think. So Gemara, because we're talking about the time. The 15th is for the walled cities, the 14th is for the unwalled cities. Was he saying that the 14th, everyone's yotzin on the 14th, because that's the zman for kriya? So now he says, lo ba, Gemara says, really our Mishnah is teaching us that, no, that's not the case, that the Mikra Megillah is on the 14th. And why does it say that they read it on the 15th? Lo ba ella lilamtha shekol mitzvos hanohagos bo, it should be. Kol mitzvos hanohagos bo rishon. Right, I think they changed the gears here. Shekol mitzvos of Purim hanohagos bo rishon. Anogos but other sheni, and saying ain't anogos but other rishon. That he says to teach us that the mitzvos, I think I'm not sure how that answers. He's saying that our Mishnah holds that everyone is yotzi the Mikra Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Why does it tell us about the 15th? In other words, our Mishnah said on the 15th you read it in the Krachim. Came this statement said no, everybody reads on the 14th. He says no. You're right. Everybody reads on the 14th. It's just telling us all the mitzvos that are done, that for Purim, are done on the second Adar, not the first Adar. Okay? So now they go back. Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Acha, Havon Yosvin. So Rabbi Yosa, so I think the Hay and the Yud, so maybe Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Acha, Havon Yosvin, were sitting. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Acha, right? Mistabra el Lisha'avar, Aval Leba Lo. Lisha'avar in Yerushalmi means Bidiyeved, and Leba in Yerushalmi means Lichatchila. So in Rabbi Chelbo's din, that your yotze in the walled cities on the 14th may only be b'dieved, if that's what you did. But the chatchila, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do that way. Really, the time is the 15th. Okay. So he says no. So Rav Acha goes back to Rabbi Yossi that if you are correct that Rav Chelbo says that lechatchila, no, that you are incorrect because Rav Chelbo actually holds that even lechatchila they should read on the 14th in the walled cities. Hatani, we have a brayso that says Makom Shenogu Lekrosh Shnei Yamim. You have a city. They gave here the example like Tveria, where there's a suffix as to whether or not it's Mukav Choma from the times of Yeshua or not. The din is Koren Oso Shnei Yamim. You read it on both days. You read the Megillah both on the 14th. Maybe it's not a walled city. You read it on the 15th. Maybe it is a walled city. So in order to be Yotzei Lechov, you do both. Now, if Rab Chelbo was that the Bnei Krachim are Yotzei Lechatchila on the 14th, why would they have to go back and read it again on the 15th? Right? Rav Chelbo says, everyone's Yotzei on the 14th. Like, how can it be? Why would everybody Yotzei on the 14th? Why is everybody, sorry, if Rabbi Amar Le'er Achav Osi, Of Anan Tzvarkim, I also hold like you that the B'nai Krachim are supposed to read it on the 15th, like it says in the Brisa. But what I was telling you about Rabbi Chelbo is that B'nai Karachim are Yotzi on the 14th, even with Chachila, there's no answer over here. He's just saying, I don't know, there's no answer here. He's saying that this price that says it. So Amar Rabbi Mana, so Rabbi Mana says no. It says, V'ya'us, right, I'll give you an answer. Ilim Mishakarya Ba'arba'asar, if after they read on the 14th, Chozer V'karya Ba'chamishasar, Shama Ein Shomimlo, Imat Omer Kein, Nimsas Oker Zman Krecha B'yadecha. He says, if after they read on the 14th, they don't read on the 15th, because you're Yotzi on the 14th, then you're going to uproot this whole rule of the walled cities. So therefore, really, it's Lechatchila they're supposed to read on the 15th, not on the 14th, against Rabbi Chelbo. Okay. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Shmuel Gamliel says, Mitzvos Hanogas Ba'Arsheni, the Mitzvos that are Nogan Arsheni, like Megillah, Matos Sevyonim, the Arba Parshios, Ein Nohagos Barishon, they're not knowing in the first Adar, Chutz Me Hesped, V'Tanish, and Shom Zebazel. Except that, you can't give a eulogy on the dead, you can't fast on the 14th of the month, because that's equal. Well, in other regions, you can't do that as well. Okay, so now, Rebbe Ba, Rebbe Yirmiya, B'Shem Rav. Okay, so that's a third generation of Mora, second generation of Mora, first generation of Mora, or Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Shua, which is a third generation, first generation, they say halach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They say the halach is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that everything is done in Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni. The only thing that's in Adar Rishon that's similar is there's no Hespedim, and you can't fast on the 14th. Rav Huna Rabba de Tziporin, Rav Huna was the great Rebbe in Tzipori. Amar, he said, Hinhig Rav Chinina b'Tzipori k'hadod Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Chinina didn't necessarily say halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He was manig, he allowed him to practice like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right, all these machlokas, what it means, Hinig and Paskin like, do you announce in the Rabbim, do you just not tell people not to do it? So, lo Amar ele Hinig, halo halachalo. Not necessarily halachalo mais, I mean, you can't necessarily announce it to the public. Okay, aval le'inyon shtaros, when it comes to marking the shtaros, okay, we have a contract now that's going to be signed in the month of Adar. How do we determine if it's Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni in the shtar? Because, you know, so maybe the shtar is only for 12 months, you have to start counting. So it goes, aval le'shtaros, kosvin Adar Rishon, if you write the shtar in Adar Rishon, you have to write the words Adar Rishon, the Adar Sheni stam. So the first one says that Adar Rishon, you have to enumerate as Rishon, and if it's Adar Sheni, that's the regular Adar, it's Adar Stam. Rabbi Huda Omer, Adar Rishon Stam, no, the Adar Rishon is Stam, but an Adar Sheni, Tinyon. And Adar Shenim, they would write the word Tinyon, which I guess means the second. And he says, no, that it's the Adar Rishon, it's which is the default Adar, which is the additional Adar. So machlok is whether you write, when you write Adar, does that mean Adar Rishon, or does that mean Adar Sheni? And if one way or the other, then the other month, you have to be clear and say it's Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Okay, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.